It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brew Ha Ha. My co-hosts, Mark Carpenter.
How are we doing?
Yeah, and her Linda's back from, well, she's here in a rare visit from her world travels.
But buenos dias.
We'll get into that.
I think she was in town all week.
I've been in town all week, enjoying the rain.
Yeah. It is the Drive Brouhaha with her, Linda, and Mark Carpenter.
Hello.
The return of our good friend, Drive Hall of Famer Don Barkley.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to be here.
Red Tail Ale. You're the guy that came up with this?
That's right, way back when.
I'm so excited.
Was that the 70s or the 80s? Or?
Well, it was actually, let's see, when the heck did we, which decade was that?
Yeah, when you founded Mendocino Brewing Company after you worked at New Albion, which was the
Albion
first craft brewery.
And then basically 1981 is when we started the Mendocino Brewing Company, August 14th.
Which was the Hopland Brewery.
The Hopland Brewery,
And that was called Mendocino Brewing at that time?
Yeah, the company was the Mendocino Brewing Company,
gotcha.
And we were operating the Hopland Brewery.
Gotcha, I'm with you.
And our buddy from Lagunitas, who has now bought the old Hopland Brewery.
That's right.
Are you working with him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Ron Lindenbush, who is doing tap up there.
The Hopland Tap with lots of bands.
Oh, man, he's got some great music again in that place. And, now that we're producing a little bit of Red Tail Ale and Eye of the Hawk again after its unfortunate demise a year ago, so now we're starting to put a little bit of that beer out. And Ron, thank God, has got not only Red Tail Ale but Eye of the Hawk in the Hopland Tap.
And well, he should.
It should be there for sure.
Absolutely. It's the birthplace.
I've been such a fan of Red Tail Ale since it came out in the 80s. It's still, to this day, is probably my favorite beer. When we get all these new beers and sour beers and this beer and beers with pancakes and whatever the hell they're bringing in.
I'd be good.
I love Red Tail Ale. Give us the background, the story on how this all came about.
Yeah, well, really, originally, we were working at the New Albion Brewing Company, the very first microbrewery to open up in the United States with Jack McAuliffe. Here, I'll help
after
you out there, Steve.
I need some Red Tail.
You know what?
I think I have to taste this.
I can pour a little bit of Red Tail in here.
Thank you, sir.
And then we can be talking about it at the same time. But when when the New Albion Brewing Company slid under the waters there in Sonoma, California, 1983, then we moved everything lock, stock, and barrel up to Hopland, California, and started the Mendocino Brewing Company, the Hopland Brewery. And, of course, Red Tail Ale was one of my batches of beer that I developed through 10 years of home brewing experience. And I said, you know what? I've got to make some really good beer, something that people were normally walking into our establishment and saying, I'll have a Budweiser. I'm sorry, sir, you can't have a Budweiser in here, but you can have a Red Tail Ale. And it only took one beer before they started to smile and say, yeah, I'll have another one of those, because they didn't realize that Red Tail Ale is running at 6% alcohol. You know, Budweiser,
it was a lot lower.
It was a lot lower. So the Red Tail Ale put a smile on their faces. You know, it is responsible for a certain number of children and marriages.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
yeah, there's a little warning label there. That says, you know, drinking alcohol may produce may cause pregnancy.
Or divorce.
Or divorce.
I can relate to that second one.
And for people that are going to be listening to the podcast that don't know what Red Tail is, it's a hawk. That's like kind of indigenous to this area.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And really, the way the name came about was pretty interesting, because Michael Laybourne, bless his soul, he recently passed away a couple months ago. We had him here on the show last year, and it was great to have him talk about Mendocino Brewing Company. But Michael was one of the founders of the Mendocino Brewing Company, and he and Norman Franks, one of the other founders, were driving in their car out to the Great American Beer Festival, one of the very first ones that happened.
In Denver.
In Denver. And they had the trunk full of their Thunder Beer, which was their original beer. Well, after about a five-day drunk, they decided it was time to come home, so they were coming back into California. And as they were gliding over the Sierra Nevada hill mountains and down into California, and a Kate Wolf song came on, and it was talking about the golden rolling hills of California in the summertime, the red-tail hawk flying over, and I think Michael leaned over to Norman and said something like, Red Tail Ale, or something like that. And Red Tail Ale, the Red Tail Hawk. And each one of the bottles and the labels were just beautiful because we have this great depiction of the Red Tail Hawk.
It was the best logo around.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Mark, talk about your thoughts over the years about Red Tail.
Well, yeah, I came into the studio here, and Don gave me a glass of his Red Tail. And very often, you know, when you reproduce beers, it's being reproduced by somebody down the line who's going from notes or conversation. But here we've got a Red Tail by the guy who invented it.
Yeah.
And so you know it's the real thing. And I sat down, I took a drink, and it just is a fabulous beer. Now, I think a young kid today would walk in and say, well, there's no hops in here.
That's right. There's too much malt. What's going
too
on?
Too much malt. But it
you
was a
punks.
Get off my lawn. Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad he hasn't upped the hops to just because of inflation. It's just a fabulous beer.
No, I may like this more than the Red Tail of yore. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, as much as I loved it. This is an improvement. Explain how, what you did.
Well, I think what we have right now is we are reintroducing, and when I say we, I'd like to have a shout out to Gary Breen. Gary Breen is the guy who's actually funding this project and allowing us to bring Red Tail Ale back from demise. It was about a year ago, a little over a year ago, that the Mendocino Brewing Company slid under the waters and stopped the production of Red Tail and Eye of the Hawk.
Right.
And so now we have an opportunity to bring it back, and Gary is the guy who has done that. He operates several places in Hopland, including Campa Vita, which is a great little restaurant there, pizza, and he has the beer. And he wanted to make sure that Red Tail was back in the marketplace and back in town. So I am taking this beer and producing it in very small quantities, less than 15 barrels, and it's very, very fresh.
So we're going to get – can we get it in stores
up
here?
You cannot get it in stores, but you can get it in a couple of select locations.
Okay.
So in the town of Hopland, of course, it's available in a couple of locations, and in the town of Ukiah, and it's draft only right now.
That's
if we
right.
do go back into the marketplace, and this is an if, and these are all our big plans for the future, we may do it in cans because to relaunch – right now cans are very exciting. Our logo on a can would be fantastic.
Yeah,
it'd be just beautiful.
Where so are you making it?
So right now we're making the beer at the Napa Smith Brewery. So
okay.
we had Napa Smith I operated the Napa Smith Brewery for about 10 years.
That's right, yeah.
And so I know everything about that equipment and what it does and how its capability. I know the guys that are running that operation right now, and we're on perfect tune as to making
you know
the best beer.
And
you
know this
beer. And I
recipe.
Know this beer. You got it. Exactly
I love it.
Right.
I can't even tell you how excited I am.
And you have a key to the door, so you sneak in there at night. And make it.
I do.
So this new version of Red Tail is more hoppy? Slightly?
Well, very, very slightly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The original Red Tail Ale had all of the hops were added during the boil. And if you want to add a little bit of hop flavor and a little more character, you can add some hops into the whirlpool before sending it to the fermenter. So all those brewers out there know what I'm talking about. So this beer, we've added exactly the same amount of hops in during the boil, but then we add a little bit more hops into the whirlpool before going to the fermenter.
Mark,
and that gives us a little volatile.
I think the biggest difference is it's absolutely fresh.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that, you know, beer is generally made to be drunk fresh. Some is aged, but not much. And so it's so good. It's nice and cold, and it's nice and fresh. It couldn't be better. Remind us, what are the hops?
Cascade.
Yeah, yeah.
Cluster, a little bit of cluster for bittering, and Centennial.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
What about the malt? Because I love the malt profile on this.
When I do too. Yeah.
So it's like kind of caramelly and a little toffee-ish. And
yeah, you know, all so the light. All that malt comes out because of the fact we don't have too many hops in there.
It's beautiful.
But it's also 6% alcohol, and it's 100%. Pardon me. It's 93% pale malt, Great Western pale malt,
nice.
And 7% 40 Love a Bond caramel malt. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a very simple, straightforward recipe that just makes a good beer.
Yeah.
Just something that you want to drink.
I agree 100%.
And you can drink a lot of
fabulous beer. It was so much fun, as I said before, to walk in here and sit down and take a taste of that. It was a real blast from the past.
Yeah.
When I was bartending, when I was like, you know, in my early 20s.
When you were 12?
Yes, actually. I was bartending at Prospect Park, and they had the best imported.
It's one of my hangouts there.
Yeah, yeah. I probably poured you a killer drink back then.
I'm sure you did.
But that's how I got into, like, really great beers. So imported and also, the higher-end domestic. So
yep.
Red Tail Ale was my go-to. And I remember I had somebody waiting for me downstairs for a date one time. And he yelled up. I was like getting ready because, you know, I took forever. And he said, "Do you have a beer like in the fridge?" I'm like, "Yeah, look in the fridge." I'm like, and I hear him yell, "What the heck?" I had all this amazing beer. And he's like, "I've never seen," and this is going to sound sexist, but back then, I've never seen a girl with a beer fridge like this.
So you married him, and
no, he wanted to marry me, and then
I bet immediately right then.
Look at all this beer.
He went down on his knee right there.
But you know what else I love that he brought? He brought Eye of the Hawk, and Mark, look what he brought! Oh my God!
Oh yes,
he brought an 11 or 12 year old Talon barley wine.
That's right. This is one of the very last beers that I made when I was working at the Mendocino Brewing Company before going.
I'll be taking pictures
Napa
of it,
Smith.
Folks.
But you brought Eye of the Hawk?
I brought some Eye of the Hawk.
Okay,
yes,
let's
indeed.
Talk about that.
Okay.
How did that come about?
You know, the Eye of the Hawk was one of those beers about the year after we opened, and so that would have been in 1984. Michael Lovett, my brewing partner, and I.
Yeah, I've met
that
him.
We're making the Red Tail Ale, exactly. And we said, you know, we have to have a special beer for the summertime. So let's make something, you know, unique, maybe something strong. And we had been in Sonoma for a long time working at the New Albion Brewing Company. And in Sonoma, there was a wine that was called Eye of the Partridge. And so we just sort of winked at ourselves and said, let's make an Eye of the Hawk. And we said, let's make it 8% alcohol. And then our first release date is going to be July 4th at about 99 degrees outside. It was fantastic. So for the July 4th celebration that we had at the Hopland Brewery in 1984, we brought out the Eye of the Hawk. And we knew it was a real hit because we had some real good people that were, you know, regulars. And the regulars came in at 11 o'clock. And, you know, they, oh, boy, give us this new beer, this Eye of the Hawk. We knew we had a hit when we found, we walked out to the beer garden. We had one of the best beer gardens, by the way, in Northern California out there. But we walked out, and one of the fellas was telling, you know, what happened to Henry, you know? And I found Henry, and he was in this construction, you know, the construction wheelbarrows?
Yeah.
You know, when, you know,
okay.
Yeah. He was laying in it, his legs hanging out one side and his head leaning back over the other side. And it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, we've got a hit. This Eye of the Hawk is what we need. Sometimes known as the love drug. And then I also heard it called the DUI of the Hawk.
So I like that.
You do have to watch out.
I like
for that.
That was the problem when I came up to your place, you know, because all your beers are so high in alcohol.
Yeah, they were always big. You know, 6% was the lowest, and so. We
so
went
what
up
what is the new Red Tail? What did you say?
That's 6.1.
Okay.
And
well, that's totally reasonable.
Absolutely. And in today's environment, 6.1
is low.
Normal.
Well, in today's environment,
let's pour you some Eye of the Hawk, guys.
Absolutely.
A little Eye of the Hawk.
Let's do that. The Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Don Barkley, our good buddy Mendocino Brewing, is back.
We are here.
And he's brought some new Red Tail Ale, my favorite beer pretty much of all time.
But, it is back.
But, Don, talk about your history again.
Well, you know, really, I wouldn't. That's going. Let's see.
Did you grow up in Mendocino?
No, actually, I grew up in Redwood City, still in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But,
but you still live in Hopland, right?
I do live in Hopland, as a matter of fact, and I also have a piece of family property in the Napa Valley as well. But Hopland is where it's at, and we moved into Hopland in 1983 to start the Mendocino Brewing Company.
What were you doing before that?
Oh, way before that. Actually, not that long before that. 1978, I started working at the New Albion Brewing Company, the very first microbrewery to open up in the United States.
Yeah.
I worked with Jack McAuliffe there in Sonoma, California, making pale ale, New Albion pale ale, New Albion porter, stout.
That's when you guys were making a few different. And then were you guys actually like distributed anywhere?
Well, we were distributed all around. Of course, we loaded up the van every week. We made 100 cases of beer, and we loaded those. That's it. 100 cases of beer.
Wow.
We were packaging at a rate of 4.3 bottles per minute.
With Jack McAuliffe.
Yeah, with Jack McAuliffe.
Did you see that the Smithsonian Institute just interviewed Jack McAuliffe about, about New Albion and his daughter's brewing, which
That's
is
right.
amazing too. So, but yeah,
That's
Teresa
right.
from the Smithsonian, there's a whole craft beer, American beer section now of the Smithsonian Institute, and they just did a podcast.
That's fascinating because I think there are still a few pieces of New Albion equipment that I know where they're at. And I bet the Smithsonian would like to have that, wouldn't they? I know the malt mill is still in existence.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this. You started at Anchor in San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
In 71.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And by the 80s, what were you thinking about Mendocino Brewing and Red Tail
and
all that?
You know, it's interesting because when I started at Anchor, you know, there were four breweries in the city. There was Hams and Bud Burgermeister and Lucky Lager. Yeah.
Bergie
and
Beer, Anchor. Yeah.
And, and the landscape quickly changed, you know, and then the New Albion started up, Sierra started up, and there were a bunch in Marin and Sonoma that started that just were a little too soon, as McAuliffe was. They just didn't have the wherewithal to hang in there. Nobody liked hazy beer in those days.
1978, the New
Jack
Albion
sure invented
started.
Hazy beer.
That's right. We could have had a hazy IPA back
That's it.
As a matter of fact, we did.
Yes, I know.
But it just didn't fit.
When Jim Cook made reproduced New Albion, I was at the Brewers Convention, and they served it, and you could see through it. And I said, this isn't
That's
the New Albion I know.
And he's talking Jim That's Cook right. from Sam Adams.
Yeah,
Okay, speaking of real quick, though, you guys are going to love this.
Okay.
You see that Sam Adams, my friend Megan Priest, he's one of the brewers there, they just produced a beer for women, not for women, but the Pink Boot Society.
Oh, great.
Called Till There Are Nine. And it's dedicated to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, they wanted to call it Brute Bader Ginsburg, but for some reason they couldn't. But I thought that was cool. We're gonna have her on in a couple weeks.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's the notorious rapper RBG.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
I didn't know she was a beer drinker.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She's pretty inspiring.
She is.
I can say that.
She is inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll inspire another beer. You know what you've got in the glass right now is Eye of the Hawk.
Yes.
All right, this is the newest Eye of the Hawk.
Let's talk about the Eye of the Hawk. Let me start with Mark Carpenter. The Eye of the Hawk, you're a big fan, right?
Oh, yeah. A great fan. A little higher in alcohol because they were up there at Mendocino. They were always trying to get me
a little higher
under the table. But cheers. But it's a great beer. It's you can taste the alcohol compared to the Red Tail.
That's right. A little more body, a little more malt to it.
Yes.
Color not.
I was going to say either less or the same caramel.
A little bit less caramel.
A little more
about 5%.
Like 5%. For summer. Like but more sprightly citrus, like for summertime.
A little bit more, but still heavy on the malt.
Yeah, I love it.
And it finishes, all of them finish clean on the palate.
Yes,
so they're
they
not
do.
Lingering. And that's the secret to making a good high alcohol
beer. How long as Eye of the Hawk been off the market?
It's been off the market for a little over a year now.
Okay.
Now, the last place that it was consistently sold was in Safeway, believe it or not, in 22-ounce bottles.
Yeah. Really?
And, boy, if we bring this back in a 19-ounce can, we could have some fun.
There was another beer I loved also called Blue Heron.
Yeah, Blue Heron.
That was their lowest alcohol.
Yeah, right?
I remember that one.
Pale Ale was the lowest, but Blue Heron was close. It was about 5.5% alcohol.
Beautiful label, beautiful blue heron bird there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, that was the start of IPAs. It was a pale ale with a ton of hops in it. And it was kind of the very beginning. Now, today, if you were to drink it, you could go, there were the hops. But back then, it was like, oh, my God, this is a very hoppy beer. And it had that nice spicy character and spicy aroma. We're going to bring Blue Heron back. We will be bringing Blue Heron back.
That means you'll be back with the Blue Heron. And maybe we'll get Ron on from Hop on Tap.
Oh, you know what? That'd be great.
The guys that are running the Mendocino Brewing Company now, too. I'd love to have them on.
Absolutely. I think Gary Breen is his name, and he'd love to come down and talk. I'm sure we'd have a great time. You know, the town of Hopland is actually coming back alive. Because not only do we have the Hopland Tap, which is a great one, we have Campa Vita, which Gary Breen runs, we have which is a great restaurant, pizzeria. We have a place called the Golden Pig, which has some great pork stuff and really good cocktails. And then I'm going to tell you one more place in Hopland, and that is Roxy's. Roxy's is a great dinner place, and actually they're open for lunch sometimes too. Really fine food. Really fine food.
So right in that little Hopland downtown area.
Hopland. Hopland's a destination.
Is Real Good Solar Company still there,
Absolutely.
Too? They used to have an amazing festival. Remember that?
Yes.
The Real Good Solar Festival?
And they are still doing that. Every year they do a solar festival. So,
Mark, talk about Eye of the Hawk.
Well, it's just a fabulous beer, as I said. And as Don said, a little less caramel malt, very crisp. It's nice, clean malt flavor, really nice hoppiness. And you can really taste the alcohol, which I like. You know, it's if you're going to drink a high alcohol beer, I like to be able to
taste it
because it
really get it.
Slows me down a little bit. But you know it's there. And it's a great beer.
One of the best times we had back at the Hopland Brewery was we used to have three events during the year: a 4th of July celebration, our anniversary party, and then an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But at each one of those events back in the day, we had a keg toss. You know, and Steve, I looked up on the internet recently and said keg toss, and you know, there are these guys with a 5-gallon canister seeing how far they can throw them across the parking lot. Well, you know what? That's baloney. We had 15.5-gallon full half barrels, and you'd lift that up and see how far you could toss it.
Good Lord.
That is a friggin' keg
toss. That's a throw.
That is a throw.
There's some muscles around on that day.
We had our champion was a guy by the name of Victor Aris. Victor had this great big old motorcycle, but when he sat on it, it looked little. I mean, he was a big boy. And he put that keg, and these were the old style kegs. He brought that keg and he put it up and he held it with his right hand above his shoulder while he had a pitcher of Eye of the Hawk in the other hand. And he took a couple of gulps of that, put it down on the table, and then he launched that keg.
With
100,
one,
100
one arm. And,
one arm. He was a shot putter. He's the fifth best shot putter in the United States at the time. He put that thing 118 inches out into the sandpit.
Okay.
Amazing.
Now,
amazing.
Mike, make sure we get a hold of the Olympic committee. We want to do keg tossing instead of...
That's a real keg toss.
Real keg toss. Yeah. None of those wimpy little 5-gallon canisters. We want a full half barrel.
Can we open this talon? Do you guys want to try this barley?
We
got
to go quick. We're short on time. But our guest is Don Barkley, our great friend, Drive Hall of Famer from Mendocino Brewing. He's brought in some new Red Tail, which is available through pretty much the entire town of Hopland.
You know, that's about as far as it goes. A little bit in Ukiah. We'll get some out on the coast, and hopefully we'll get some down to Willoughby's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Willoughby's did
express an interest in it, and
good.
We'll see
as a draft beer?
Yeah, just as a draft beer.
Yeah, so you can take it home.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're doing it in those wimpy 5 gallon cakes?
Yeah.
That's
cakes.
Good.
Yeah.
So now we're trying the Talon, which is a great bird Talon. Theme to go with.
So,
that.
Don, explain the history of the Talon quickly because we're running out of time here.
Yeah. Talon is a barley wine that we made. And the reason that we called it a true style barley wine because we kept it on the yeast for 1 year in the brewery. In a big fermenter in the brewery, aged 1 year. And after 1 year, then we brought it out to be packaged. And this bottle that I brought here is probably about 12 years old right now.
Awesome.
And this is one of the last batches that I made before I left the Mendocino Brewing Company. And we just... It's one of my favorite beers, and this is just one of those sipping ones. After dinner, you're sitting around. Maybe it's a little cold
cigar.
Outside and rainy, and you can just kind of sip at it. And...
Mark.
Yeah, it's...
I just took a taste of this.
Yes.
I really like this.
Yes, it's a great barley wine. As they said, it sat on the yeast all that time. And
mm-hmm.
Is there any yeast in the bottle?
There may be a small amount, but it's not intended to have yeast in the bottle.
But it's it's very nice. Great caramel flavor, great alcohol mm-hmm. flavor, obviously.
Yeah. And 10% alcohol.
Yeah.
We kept it right at 10.
And a little black malt in there.
Yep, just a smidgen.
Yeah.
And the nose is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just has that big caramely character.
And a little bit of sweetness.
Mm-hmm. And a tiny bit of umami from that age.
Yeah, that's where that the yeast, sitting on that yeast, gives that a little bit of an umami character to it.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, could you try this with some sushi?
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
I'm game.
Yeah.
I'm up for anything.
Let's go.
The great Don Barkley, great friend of this show and this segment, The Drive, Hop Monk Brew. Ha ha. Great to see you again, buddy. Thanks for... you came down from Hopland again.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure, and to be able to bring some of these Mendocino bird products back and keep them out on the market is a real pleasure
for
me.
And congrats on all that.
Yeah.
And we need to get you and Lindenbush in to talk about more about Hopland and what's going on.
Absolutely, and we'll get Gary down here, Gary Breen down here, and Ron Lindenbush. We'll talk about Hopland a little bit more. It'd be wonderful.
I just want to point out that there's some serious legends in this room right now. It's giving me chills. Mark Carpenter from
Don't Look at Me.
Don Barkley, and actually Steve also.
And Mike DeWall.
Yeah, well.
He's the legend, me.
He's a legend in his own mind.
He's the one that we're trying to reach. Like, this is good beer, you guys.
Yeah.
Special thanks, as always, to Don Barkley coming down from Hopland. Great to see you, bud.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And we will do it again soon.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Salud.
So happy.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
Linda, we'll see you guys next week.
You got it.
Yes. Actually, Natalie will be in from Russian River Brewing talking about the economic.
She was just in
but she'll be in with Dr. Robert Eiler from Sonoma State talking about the economic impact.
He's coming in?
Yep.
We've talked to him on the phone for 10 years. But
yep.
That'll be cool. All right, kids, thank you so much. And have a great trip back to Hopland, my friend.
we will
see you soon.
Good.